Welcome to the podcast, Patient and Patient Organizations in Ear and Guardheart On Air. My name is Diane Zwaagman, and I am Guardheart's social media manager and your today's hosts. We'll be talking about on how the patient representatives involved in the network board. And to do so, we have invited two very special guests who have been involved as patient representatives in this network. Some have just been appointed, and other for quite some times. Welcome Katja and Stefan. Thanks for joining us. Let's get started. So Katja, if I and our listeners wants to get to know you, which condition or group of conditions are we talking about?
Well, we are covering familial electrical diseases, cardiomyopathies, congenital heart disease, and also we do grief support.
Thank you. And Stefan, which condition or group of conditions are we talking about if people wants to get to know you?
LMNA cardiac diseases. We have a network of LMNA cardiac diseases.
That's a genetic heart disease, right?
Yeah, correct.
Thank you. Stefan, since when did you become a patient representative in the network, and what were your main personal reasons to do so?
I became a representative in the beginning of 2022, so that's pretty much 2 years right now. And the reason is to be able to help out as much as possible and reach out and sort of make the connection between with the urine network to the LMNA patients that we reach out to. So basically be the connection between those two.
Okay. And Katja, involving in the network board, could you explain to us why you think this is important?
Well, our association has been always very active in international collaboration, not only with the Nordic countries, but also European wide. So I think that changing experiences and learning from each other is beneficial for the whole patient group.
And Katja, the following question is also for you. Could you tell us about your role in the network and how are you helping this ERN?
I cannot say that I have done very much, meaning that I have been participating in the meetings, of course, and giving my own experience with that. And then I have been also involved with the ECDO, which is the European Congenital Heart Disease Organization, and I have been very active on that organization. So I think that I have a quite good network among patients and patient organizations. So I think that is one of the best capabilities what I'm bringing on to the table.
Thank you. Stefan, you are a patient representative in the network. And I understand that you have been also involved in a registered international patient organization within your own country. And can you tell me and us why this is important for the network as well as for your own community?
Yeah, that's correct. We have LMNACardiac.org, which is a network, so LMNA Cardiac Diseases Network. And that's where we started. Eventually, from my background, I have an entrepreneurial background. And we have LMNA mutation within our family, so I just wanted to help out in any way possible. So that's how I decided about 4 years ago to see how I could help and hopefully speed up research and development by building a strong network of LMNA patients on one side and on the other side LMNA experts, and building a bridge between those two just to speed up research and development, hopefully Yeah, and that's why the network and the ERN network is so important as well. So we can actually connect more experts to our network and actually connect those two as well. So that's why we decided or that's why I decided to join, or we together with Roger, the one that I'm doing to the Eliminate Cardiac Foundation together with.
All right, and Stephen, can you give us an example of how are you doing this?
Yeah, a good example would be you mean the example for how we're doing the network and what exactly we're doing with the network, with our own Eliminate Cardiac Diseases network. Is that what you
Yeah,
mean?
yes, correct.
Yeah. Yeah, the thing that we're doing is we're trying to connect as many people as possible. So it's an international network. So we have Eliminate patients in about 50 plus countries, really worldwide. So from Australia to Iceland to South America to, you name it. And that's where by using the internet, it's possible to reach out to all the Eliminate patients and connect them. And on the other hand, it's we're connecting the experts as well. So we managed to connect Eliminate experts in different continents with each other to actually work together as well. And in that meaning, hopefully they can work closer together and do more, and hopefully speed up research and development in that particular way as well. So yeah, a good example would be to that we set up Eliminate patient meetings, we set up Eliminate expert meetings, and in that particular way we managed to connect them. And the patients, it's nice to know each other, and they can exchange experiences with each other, and for the experts, it's really good and important to work together. So that's the thing that we're doing with the network and the foundation that we.
Okay, and have you seen some results so far, Stefan? And can you also share a good example with us?
And a good example for the, if you relate back to the ERN network, is that it's a really relevant network, and it's for us a really good reference as well to be able to reach out to experts and name that we are an EPAC member as well of the ERN network. So that definitely helps, and that definitely is definitely really helpful and useful for us as well to be able to reach out to people more easily, I think.
All right. And Katja, the following question is for you.
Okay.
If you have any experience in main barriers that you have found so far, and how are you dealing with them?
Well, of course, when we represent also some of the familial electrical heart diseases and cardiomyopathies, they are very small groups, and there isn't so much information existing or available. So I think that with the Guardheart program, we get much more connections and information about the diseases, which also is very valuable for our members or our patient groups. So I think that of course, the difficulty is that when there isn't enough information, we have to kind of go towards other countries, other organizations.
Yeah. Well, thanks. Stefan, the following question is for you. If you have any, can you share some tips for others who would like to involve, for example, Guardheart and become an EPAC? And what would you recommend them to start with?
Yeah, maybe it's possible to join one of the meetings and see what it's like. And yeah, maybe that's a good way to start if that's a possibility. But maybe that's something that you know, or that someone else within Iran knows if that's a possibility. But maybe that's a good starting point. Yeah, and once again, I think it's really, really useful and really, really helpful. So why not look into it and see if it's a good possibility for other people as well. So definitely have a look at it.
Right. Katja, if you can share your thoughts on an ideal collaboration between the board and the EPAC groups, what would that look like?
Well, I think that we are in a good road, I think. So, but one which is what would be ideal is the thing that the patient's involvement has to be kind of a real involvement, not like only in the paper, because sometimes it can stay only in the paper. So I think that the patient groups need to be collaborated or included in the actual work. So that's the ideal, I think.
Yeah, the ideal example.
Yeah.
And Katja and Stefan as well. I have some informal questions to you both. Let's start with Katja. Do you have a job, and what would you like to tell us about it?
Well, I'm actually working daily basis at the Finnish Association for Heart, Children and Adults. And so I'm actually doing my daily work is with these things.
Yep.
And so my involvement was from the beginning that my daughter, who is now turning 28, she had a very complex heart defect. So that is how I got into the business in the first place. So,
yes.
But anyway, what about my work? I'm doing a lot of things. We are arranging different kind of events for the families with the heart defect patients, and also doing the advocacy work and a lot of different things.
And is there time left for any hobbies, Katja? And
oh.
What would you like to share with our listeners?
Well, I'm a heavy knitter, so I love to knit a lot. So that's kind of my mindfulness, and it also helps me to kind of put my thoughts in right order while I'm knitting. So I sometimes notice that I'm actually working while I'm knitting, but it doesn't matter.
Oh, and do you knit sweaters or scarves or
a lot of things?
Everything.
Yes, sweaters and blankets and socks and mittens and
nice.
Scarves. So yeah, thank God I have a big family and a lot of friends who are willing to take all my knitting work, because otherwise I'm already filling my cabinets with the sweaters. So it's good that I can, there's always someone who needs a new sweater.
Nice.
So that keeps my hands busy.
Yeah, nice, nice. And Stefan, you already mentioned it. You are an entrepreneur. And what can you tell us about it?
Yeah, that's correct. I have an entrepreneurial background. I had a real estate company for 20 years. I sold my company in 2018. So that's how long ago is that right now? That's about 5, 6 years ago. Then I started up a new company, a matchmaking platform for investing in companies. So venture capital, private equity is like the names for it. So that's investing into companies. And I started eliminatecardiac.org. And at this point, it's where am I spending more time? I'm spending a lot of time on Eliminate Cardiac, but I'm of course doing my own work as well. So that's the things that I'm doing. And that's right away one of my hobbies as well. I really like to do the entrepreneurial kind of thing. So that's one of the hobbies, if I may answer that question as well.
Yeah,
anyway.
sure, of course.
And one of the other hobbies is skiing, which we love to do with the family. So that's one of the other hobbies.
Nice. Nice. Thank you so much, Stefan and Katja. And of course, listeners, I will like to thank you as well. And I'm wishing you a very, very good day. And I hope you will be joining our next podcast series again. Bye bye.
Good. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.